National Grid's proposed natural gas pipeline that would run from Bethlehem to North Greenbush was the subject of a public forum Wednesday night. Around 90 people turned out at the East Greenbush Public Library, a 50-50 mix of those for and against the energy conduit. Activists promoted the forum as a way to become better educated about a, quote, environmental danger, specifically targeting the project as a, quote, fracked gas pipeline. National Grid counters that it does not participate in natural gas shale fracking. If built, the 7.3-mile, $70 million pipeline would originate in Bethlehem, run beneath the Hudson River, cut through East Greenbush, and terminate in North Greenbush near the Belltop School. Activists believe the initiative, officially known as Pipeline E37 Reliability and Resiliency Project, will disrupt neighborhoods and contribute to the climate crisis. Mickey Meyer is with Stop New York Fracked Gas Pipeline and community advocates for a sustainable environment.
We are worried about the continuation of our planet with gas is methane, and methane is actually more destructive to the environment than carbon dioxide is. We would like to phase out gas. So at the time when we're going to phase things out, we shouldn't be building brand new infrastructure that's actually paid for over 65 years in the future. So we believe that there are a variety of different renewable with gas and electric and geothermal that can meet whatever gap they're worried about. They're talking about a 1.1% increase in need for gas. We think that can be filled with renewables.
Meyer says residents would be paying for the pipeline long after natural gas becomes obsolete as an energy source. National Grid spokesman Patrick Stella says the utility is already researching alternative energy sources.
And the infrastructure would still have to be there for that. So we've been talking to farmers lately in the area about using waste materials from dairy cows that can be converted into natural gas.
Stella maintains the pipeline is necessary because the use of natural gas has grown more than people realize. He addressed environmentalists and others up in arms over the, quote, fracked gas and the, quote, fracking fields they say have compromised health and happiness in communities in Pennsylvania, its point of origin.
Today, yes, there is fracked gas in that pipeline that we do provide, but we're looking at other sources, and we know that in the future that energy and that gas that we put in the system has to be sustainable. As far as I'm concerned, I think that we have a lot more in common with the folks who are proposed to this project than we even realize.
Bill Walsh is district manager at Operating Engineers Local 158, which supports the pipeline project.
It's not a fracking issue. This is basically a necessity. This is to basically make sure that there's enough gas for the paying customers for Rentoul County and for this immediate area for gas customers for National Grid.
Meyer contends that National Grid's worry over service interruptions is unfounded. She bolsters her anti-pipeline stance with an allusion to global conflict.
During World War II, people made sacrifices for the greater good. And even if Hitler had won, the world would have continued. The world may not continue. And we can't just go around talking about whether something's going to cost a little bit more per gallon or not. The governor, Paris agreements, most of the world is very concerned about this. And if we're concerned, we have to do something.
National Grid is seeking to gain Public Service Commission approval to begin construction of the pipeline this year. Information sessions and public hearings were held in April. The towns of Bethlehem and East Greenbush officially oppose E37. Links for and against the pipeline appear at WAMC.org. A final decision by the PSC is expected by the end of the year. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.